Gasolines. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Can I do your back, honey?
I've already done my back.
Can I do your front?
Crossed over if I ever have a cent. I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We have a lot to talk about today. A lot of new TV. A lot of brand new TV shows. Some of them started last week, and then some start this week. We'll kick that around a little bit. Saw a great movie over the weekend. It was in Kansas City, so we went with another couple and saw a tremendous movie that I'll tell you about. And ladies, be sure to stay tuned, because there's a guy in this movie. I wasn't familiar with him. Chris Hemsworth. You know who this guy is?
Oh, wasn't he Thor or something?
Yeah. A pretty boy.
Yeah.
Like a Brad Pitt kind of, you know, long hair. The kind of guy that chicks go crazy for. He's in this thing. And it's really good. And I watched a couple of the new TV shows. For my fellow, my fellows in mourning over Breaking Bad, it's over. It's over.
Was it what you expected?
It was as good as any ending to any series I've ever seen.
Because they compared it to the ending to MASH and a couple of other ones that really had great endings.
And I don't remember the ending to MASH. I remember that I was disappointed in the ending to The Sopranos, and I was disappointed in the ending to Seinfeld. Wasn't Seinfeld, they were in jail?
Yes.
This is lame. This, what's amazing about this Breaking Bad is I don't think in my life that I've ever looked forward to a night of the week because of a show, and then was bummed out because I had to wait another 7 nights to see it again. And I don't think I've ever tried to sit and speculate as to what the next night was going to be, and certainly what the ending was going to be. And everybody watched Breaking Bad has been all week going, I wonder if Walter's going to live. I wonder if Walter's going to, what Jesse's going to live. I wonder if he's going to, what he's going to be a teacher again. And that's what's so great about this movie. And then when you do see the ending, not only is it not disappointing, it's better than anything you could have thought of that you thought they might have come up with. And I know, Peon, this means nothing to you.
No.
If you haven't watched it, you're a loser. I don't know what else to say.
I've never watched it either.
But it's over. So for those of you who are sick of hearing about Breaking Bad, you're not going to have to hear about it anymore. And Vince Gilligan will never have to work another day in his life. I don't know how much money this guy made off Breaking Bad, but holy cow.
He can go buy an island now somewhere and just stay on the island.
Yeah, that's the one thing.
Vince's island.
I would like to know, because they tell you box office numbers. They'll say, okay, it opened this week, $58 million. Now, there's a lot that goes into that. And I know, let's say the actor is guaranteed $10 million, so you know they made $10. But I'd love to know sometime how the money shakes out. It was like Breaking Bad. How much money did that series bring in? And then how was it distributed? Who got what? How much did the actors get? How much did they? And you ever notice, too, if you go to the movies now, before the movie starts, first you got the commercials and the previews, but then you have about 7 production companies. When the movie comes on, Castle Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Castle Rock presents
Cinedine.
A Lionsgate production in cooperation with Sony Pictures and Pixar. It's like 7 companies. Yeah. Before they ever get, but before that is Paramount or 20th Century Fox presents, and it's not going to be the title that comes up. It's going to be 20th Century. Presents an Imagine Corporation film in association with Lionsgate and Castle Rock Productions in conjunction with Universal Pictures, produced by Pixar. And then finally, the name of the movie comes up.
And there's always Cynodyne Sound or something.
Yeah. And all those people have to get paid, and they all get big money, so they need big box office numbers. I will just tell you, the movie was Rush that I saw. We'll go into it later. And before your reaction is, I don't care anything about racing. Well, I don't care anything about racing either. It's about Formula One racing, and I'm not into that.
That opened this weekend?
Yeah. But that's how good the movie is. When you go to a movie and you walk away thinking, wow, what a great movie, and it's about something you don't care anything about, then it's really a good movie. And I can't imagine if you're a racing fan, holy cow, you'll be over the moon when you watch this thing. But even not knowing anything about that, it's just a great story, and it's a true story about these two racing rivals. That's all I'm going to say. We'll talk more about it later. But to Ron Howard, I've read probably a half dozen reviews, and at least four of those six have said this is the best thing he's ever done. And Ron Howard's done some good stuff. Not to be confused with his other very successful brother, Clint Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
He's a huge star.
Yeah. But he doesn't produce or write or anything like that. He just stars.
He's just that brother that gets to be in movies so that he can, have pay for his condo that Ron Howard probably got for him. We'll get to all that. We'll get the new TV show, Robin Williams Show. I watched the first one. I watched the first Michael J. Fox show. And we'll get to all that. And Jose's coming in. Anybody have any Burke segment stuff?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Just back from Kansas City. No, wait, that's
no.
me. I'm just
you.
Back from
right.
Kansas City. Yeah. Here's Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much. Have you heard of this app? It's called, I believe on the Apple system, it's called Speech Jammer, Android's Voice Jammer.
No.
And I haven't tried this yet, but I wonder if we can try it. I have my phone hooked up here. I wonder if it'll, I don't know if it'll work through this board here. What it does is it takes your speech and then feeds it back to you, like on a delay, where you can't focus anymore, and you can't, like if you have, say, something in front of you,
right.
You can't, it throws you off so much just by hearing yourself at a delay back that you can't concentrate.
Well, this is not for other people, it's just for you.
Right, for you, yeah.
That happens sometimes on phone calls when you get, like, a weird connection, and you'll hear yourself talking back.
It's so distracting
that
you can't,
weird.
I'm going to try it here. I don't know if I, let me see if I can.
What are you going to say to your speech jammer?
I don't know. I hit the see here.
Oh, see?
Oh, now
see,
it's
with
the
delay?
So I'm going to should I try with like a... All right.
What are you going to read? Right, what are you going to say?
Here's a Declaration of Independence.
Okay, go ahead. This will be good.
Oh.
When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among powers of the earth a separate and equal station which the laws of nature nature's God entitle them a decent respect to the opinions of
men. Now, hold on a minute. Hold on. You're not having any trouble.
Move
it away because I hear myself.
Yeah,
keep it on. But you're doing very well with it. Now, what if you just talked?
See, I think that's different. Maybe if you're reading something.
Because you're reading, you have a guide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're concentrating. Now, look
here,
at me. Look at
right.
me and say the pledge to the flag.
All right. All right, let me turn back on.
And then without looking at any words.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now, you were too slow and deliberate. Now what I want you to do is I want you to state your name, your date of birth.
Maybe the delay, because you can change the delay on this even further.
Yeah, because I think you've got it more like a stadium echo.
Here, you try it. You want to try it?
Yeah, do
no,
they,
I'll fail.
Is it on?
Yeah, here.
Change the echo.
All right.
And you try it again. And do the pledge to flag again just a little faster.
All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, under shot.
Oh, listen, the trick is you have to not listen to yourself.
Yes, and it's very hard to do that.
I love this thing.
Yeah. It's coming right back at you. Turn it back on.
You know what? We don't have any reverb or like really cool equipment. We can just use this now. Can you adjust it so it really just sort of is slightly right after you, like a stadium?
Yeah. Let me see.
That would be cool.
Let me see what the lowest amount is. Maybe you can do like 1 millisecond here.
Well, yeah, and that's just
today.
No, that's not enough.
Oh, no, that's not enough.
Bump it up
a little more.
I love this thing.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest.
Yeah.
Why am I? You have a reverb now.
Peon's impression of Lou Gehrig, everybody.
Hey, will it work if I do it? I think you have to have
the phone's microphone in front of you to pick it up.
Okay. You know what? Yeah. We're going to have a blast. Now, what's it called on my phone? What would it be called?
I believe it's Voice Jammer.
Let's see if it comes up on my phone.
Go on and say, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Busch Memorial Stadium for the 2013.
Hold on, let me see.
Major League Baseball playoffs.
No, it won't pick it up. Here, do it again.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's not going to pick him up.
No.
I was trying to do it through the headphones here.
Oh.
I got it right here, Voice Jammer. Look at this. Free.
Yeah.
Downloading right now.
So I thought that was a cool little
thing. So for those of you, let me warn you, here's what's going to happen, folks. Just like we made you sick of Carl from Sling Blade, this show's going to be Voice Jammer for about a week.
Oh, yeah. It's like a new toy.
Yeah, once we get on something, we don't know how to let it go. So we're just going to
wait here, Dan. Try it again. Hold on a second here. All right.
Hello? Hey, how'd you do that?
Whoa. That didn't work.
No, that didn't work very well. Hello?
I have it now. So how do I make it work? It says loading. Would like to access the microphone. Do I say allow?
Yeah, you can allow that.
Okay. And then
take this part and plug it into your headphone jack. Then
okay. I'm gonna see if mine works as well as yours. Okay. Plugged in. I'm taking off vibrate. Turn up the volume all the way. Now what do I do? No thanks. I don't want to share it. It's a start jamming speech.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to be like Star Wars.
That's kind of cool.
What am I doing wrong here?
Maybe it's something wrong with it. Try the cord again. See if the cord's plugged
in.
No,
it's not the cord. That's weird.
We come in peace. Say that.
Stop. We come in peace. We've hovered over you for years. Now we want to be your friends. But see, you don't want to hear me. You want to hear the other part. Now, what the heck? Hang on. How come yours didn't sound electronic?
Mine
sounds
electronic.
I'm going to play with this.
Yeah.
I'll play with it. I like yours better. Stick with us, folks. More than any other show, you will learn how to waste time.
Oh, man.
And waste hours of your life either playing Grand Theft Auto or other games or screwing with stuff like Voice Jammer. What else?
That was it. That was all I
had. Dan, you have anything?
I do not. I was going to talk about
this. This has become a habit.
I was going to talk about the Michael J. Fox show, but you wanted to talk about Robin Williams and Michael J. Fox.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk about Michael J. Fox, and we'll talk about the crazy ones, too, with Robin Williams. We can close the Burke segment. Burke segment's officially closed. I showed Peon a video I took last night, and Dan, if you saw this, we'd have had to call 911. They'd had to halt. Yes, Kingdom City.
Ugh.
On the way back from Kansas City last night, we stopped in Kingdom City. It was just sunset. It was dusk. It was still some light in the sky. We get out to get to pump gas, and my wife said, "This is weird. Look to your right." And I looked up. I'm going to guess, like 10,000 birds. Every piece of power line, and every bird lined up right next to the other one. Solid birds, multiple lines.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was just like the movie. It was like any minute they're going to come down and peck our eyes out and start just tearing into everything. It was really weird. And it was weirder because of the time of day, because the background was a dusky pink, and then they were making noise like they were planning an attack.
Yeah. Yeah, so loud. That was all you could hear. Is this
you heard this screeching. And then Peon and I are trying to figure out, how does that happen? Does one bird land on the wire and go, hey, everybody?
Here's
and
a then wire.
Yeah, how we're going to sit here for a while.
I don't know.
Or did they all swoop in and land at once? And then Peon's in, and he's right. You'll see all of a sudden one takes off. And
they all take
off. And they all go the same exact direction.
Yeah.
What is that? And how do they communicate?
Some kind of internal GPS or something.
But I'm telling you, it was creepy, man. Anybody who was, I don't know if it was just that spot or if it was around this part of the country that for whatever reason, last night was the night that all the birds had their meetings and got together. So that was kind of weird. America got a nice note from Deanna Doherty. In fact, I just opened it. American Equity Mortgage congratulating on me on something I really don't deserve to be congratulated for, but it was nice. Thank you, Deanna. Handwritten and everything. That was very, very nice. I appreciate that. I'll have to call her and thank her. And I also have to thank all of you because for 21 years, the reason American Equity Mortgage is still on this show and has been 52 weeks a year for 21 years is not because of the ridiculous Arbitron rating system that's so bogus and flawed that it's laughable. It's not because, when we were part of the ratings, we were first or third or fifth and jumped. It has nothing to do with any of that. They've been on for 21 years because they get results, and because of you folks who have gone or called. Well, you probably called first, then you went into American Equity Mortgage and said, I'm AM and the PM, and I'm here because of the large morning show in the afternoon. That's why they're still on here. And we hope that continues for as long as we're doing this show, however long that is. Now, the reason, and I got an email from a guy, and I understand his email, but I wrote him back, and I've said this to people before. When you're the only person that interprets something I said the way you interpreted it, you have to step back and go, well, maybe it's just the way I heard it. Because if nobody else heard it that way, it can't really be me. And his emails basically said, I can't believe that you encourage people to go into debt, to use the equity in their house to get into deeper debt and buy things they don't need. That's not what I have ever said. What I've said was, if you need to borrow money, in other words, you need a car, all right, or you deserve to take a vacation, and you do if you work. You deserve it. That's not a frivolous thing. Rather than borrow through some lender that's associated with a travel company or put it on a credit card, if you're going to do something and you're going to need to borrow money to do it, why not borrow that money the smart way? That's my point. I'm not encouraging anybody to buy an extra vehicle they don't need, or if your income dictates that you should be driving a $20,000 car, I'm going to say, hey, go get a $70,000 car. Just use your equity in your house to buy it. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying there are two ways to borrow money. And if you're going to buy something you don't have the cash for, whether it's a car or it's a trip or it's a wedding, your daughter's getting married, you can borrow it the stupid way. Well, we'll just put it on the credit card. Or you can sometimes work out payment plans with the sellers of products, like a vacation home or numerous things where they go, well, we have financing available. And then they'll throw you a monthly payment that's very attractive. What you don't bother to see is the interest rate. My point is, don't borrow money that way. If you're going to need money for something, the best way to borrow it, the smartest way to borrow it, is use the equity in your house. And that's what American Equity Mortgage will help you do. Look at their name, American Equity Mortgage, because I think a huge part of their business is loaning money to people who have equity in homes. They're homeowners. And if you're one of those and you need money, talk to them about it. They've done this for a long, long time. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
And we'll get our first look at traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Forty down through Doherty Ferry. Same thing on westbound 70 from Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive.
Looks like we're doing pretty well on Highway 40 until you hit Spady. Then it's slow there. And then from 270 out through Mason, you have bumper-to-bumper traffic. And this traffic report is brought to you by HomeJoy.com. Finding someone to clean your home was a hassle. With HomeJoy.com, book a certified professional cleaner online in under a minute for only $20 an hour. Visit HomeJoy.com for a free estimate. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Here's what you missed on the Carney Show.
Breakfast sandwich out of the freezer, wrapped it in a paper towel, popped it in the microwave. But by the time I finished it, I realized I had eaten at least 4 bites of paper towel. I didn't even notice. These things are crap. Oh, that doesn't say much for the sandwich.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Remember Bob and Sarah, who were suffering from decoratophobia? The fear of making a decorating boo-boo?
That's us!
They flipped through the decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but none of that cured their bad case of decoratophobia. Then Sarah made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Yep, she went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because family-owned Reinecke and DePere is the home of Decorator Select wall coverings. Choose your wall coverings today, take it home and hang it today. And if you don't see your pattern, new patterns are arriving weekly. And if paint is your choice and you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the pair location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds to help you overcome your decoratophobia.
We're cured! It's a miracle!
Reinecke Decorating Centers has 2 locations on Manchester Road in the pair and in Brentwood.
Dan Brown here from the law firm of Brown & Brown. You know our law firm, my brother's Ed Brown, who wears an eye patch. If you or a loved one has had transvaginal mesh or bladder sling surgery, you may have a legal claim. Also, if you've taken the drug Lipitor and then obtained type 2 diabetes, you may have a claim as well. To learn more, you can visit our website at brownlawoffice.com. Or you can speak with an attorney at Brown & Brown. In Missouri, our phone number is all 3s. 333-3333. In Illinois, our phone number is all 8s, 888-8888. So remember, if you had transvaginal mesh surgery or obtained type 2 diabetes after taking Lipitor, call our office now for a free consultation. Go to brownlawoffice.com or in Missouri, dial all 3s. In Illinois, dial all 8s. And at Brown & Brown, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisements.
This is Bob Ellman at Golden Oak Lending. History tells us these low mortgage rates can't last. As the economy improves, they will go up.
But they're low today, and Golden Oak Lending can lower your rate to 3.25%.
What about credit cards? Are you paying 10% interest and more? It's time to stop.
Refinance and get cash to pay down your debt. Call Golden Oak at 314-567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.782 with qualified credit. 111 West 4 Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri, 63146.
Good news, the housing market is on the increase, and Golden Oak's mortgage rates are still at historic lows.
Use your home's new equity to pay down credit cards.
Call Golden Oak. We underwrite our own loans. We're FHA and VA approved, and we can help you purchase a home.
Lower your rate to 3.25%. Call Golden Oak, 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short by blues.
Direct from a sensational Broadway run, Evita is taking the country by storm. Don't miss this dazzling new production of Tim Rice and Andrew Lloyd Webber's Tony Award-winning musical. The critics have called it a big, high-octane blockbuster. Evita.
At the Fabulous Fox, October 8th through 20th in the U.S. Bank Broadway series. Sponsored by American Airlines. Tickets at MetroTix.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into 2 piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Turn it over to Dan here. He'll speak first, and then I'll speak about the new. What's the name of the Michael J. Fox show?
Michael J. Fox show.
Yeah,
is that it?
Michael J. Fox show. Yeah.
All right. And you watched it?
Yeah, yeah. And we recorded.
When do you get new headphones over the weekend? You're still holding.
I know.
The ear up.
I know. I forgot to get them.
How could you forget to get like the most important piece of equipment that you need?
Well, I think I'm going to go in and grab the other pair that's in there.
Yeah, I have a spare pair.
Yeah, I'm going to go grab those.
So, Michael J. Fox, what do you think?
I was really disappointed. I was wanting it to be funny and thought it could be good.
I never laughed one time.
I didn't either. I just looked at it, and I don't like the shaky camera work. And then
you add to that the shaky actor.
Oh, my goodness.
Seriously,
yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean.
Maybe they would cancel each other out.
No, but they did. They made jokes about the Parkinson's and tried to make serious comments about it and stuff like that, but I didn't think it worked.
No, I didn't either. And I think that's that joke is going to be good for about three shows.
Yeah.
And now and then you go, then what? Now what? I mean, what else you got for me? Okay, we get it. And I almost think sometimes it's like the industry is exploiting him. You know what I'm saying? Like they know that people will watch, and so he's allowing them to do it. And I also have this problem with it. I don't know that we should ever get to the point where we're so comfortable with something like Parkinson's that we actually now don't think of it as that serious anymore because he's made it kind of fun. That kind of bothers me.
Yeah.
It's not funny. If you know anybody that has it, it's horrible. And he happens to be a gazillionaire, and he has access to treatment and specialists, and he also can star in a TV show with it, but other people can't do that. And I think it almost presents an unrealistic sort of view of how livable life is with it, if that makes any sense at all, because it's not that way for everybody else. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. And you watch any other new stuff?
I didn't watch the Robin Williams thing.
I did the crazy ones, and I may try to watch it once more, but I doubt it. I kind of put it in the category with our Arsenio Hold's new show.
Right.
I watched one, and by the way, have you heard anybody talking about Arsenio? No. There's no chat about it. It's done.
I popped that on one time, like last week, just to see it and watch his monologue. It was still horrible.
And the real key to me is, there's no buzz about it.
No.
Nobody around here, nobody around any office.
No,
oh, man,
guess.
You see Arsenio last night. And I feel the same way about this Robin Williams thing. How many times can we watch Robin Williams scrunch up his face and do a Martian kind of a sound and be, you know, the Jonathan Winters second act? I don't know. I just thought after one show, I was already tired of Robin Williams.
He wears you out watching him too.
But that's fine. Yeah. For a stand-up or an HBO special, but week after week on a TV sitcom, I don't know. I just it didn't feel right to me. So there you go. There are reviews about the new TV shows. Now, I'm going to warn. Hang on. I think I should warn people before I read what I'm about to read. This is an actual story. Again, listener discretion advised. There's a guy named Cory Booker. He is a Senate hopeful. He's the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. He exchanged messages earlier this year with Lindsay Lee. Lindsay Lee is an exotic dancer. By the way, don't you love that word, exotic?
Yes.
It means stripper.
Yeah.
Yes. What's exotic? Exotic to me used to mean Tahiti or faraway places. She's an exotic dancer. So he exchanged texts with her. She works at, and this actually, this is the story. The club she works in is in Portland, Oregon. It's billed as the only vegan strip club in Portland.
Yeah. Vegan strip club.
What in the world?
Now, all the strippers are vegan?
I guess first of all, do they serve food?
I know
food?
Some
yeah, they do.
Strip
some
clubs
do.
Have food.
Well, then
so
I guess
maybe
it's
that's
a vegan menu. And by the way, is that anybody's concern when they go to a strip club? Well, I'd go in there and look at those chicks, but I like a good steak.
I want a burger.
Yeah. So he's playing down the messages. They were revealed on a site called BuzzFeed. And his spokesperson, again, this guy's the mayor of Newark. He's a Senate hopeful. His spokesperson, named Kevin Griffiths, told the New York Times, well, he says, I don't think there's much of a story here. This is not shocking. And he says the most shocking part of this story is the fact that there's a vegan strip club. I think this is much ado about nothing. Now, according to the New York Times, they actually printed some of the messages, and there are only a couple, between this guy and this stripper, which they he referred to as just casual banter. Now, I'm going to read you what they say this guy tweeted to the stripper. The East Coast loves you.
Wow. Whoa.
That's what he said?
Yeah. And then he followed up with, and by the way, by East Coast, I mean me. And then she tweets back, blushing. This is graphic,
holy cow,
dirty, filthy stuff.
I'm glad you said
and then
something.
He respond. Well, I'm glad I warned people.
Yeah.
And then his response to her when she tweeted blushing. Is it tweeting or texting? Hang on.
Tweet.
What did they do? It just says messages. So maybe they were texting. So he texts, the East Coast loves you. And by East Coast, I mean me. She texts back, blushing, and then he texts, it's only fair. This is the dirtiest thing I've ever
goodness.
Seen.
It's only fair.
His career's over.
Yeah.
I say he's done.
This?
Yeah.
What the
forget
heck
the
that
Senate.
Mean?
I have no idea. I read this thing and I thought, you got to be kidding me. Is this a big deal to anybody? Here's what I think happened here. It said that he also posted some inspirational messages, made a couple of jokes, discussed some policy issues, and told constituents how to report crimes. In other words, he has 1.4 million followers, so he pretty much tweets everybody he encounters because he's a politician. So just the fact that a tweet happened to go to a hooker, they're acting like this is a big, there's not one dirty thing in there. But again, the real story is the vegan strip club in Portland, Oregon. I'm reading this thing, and I'm thinking, okay, man, let me get to the good part. Let me get to the part where he says something like, what are you wearing? What kind of bra? No. East Coast loves you, and so do I. And he's just a politician tweeting somebody. So that's
it's only fair.
Worthy of a big story somehow. We could take a couple of quick phone calls before the news and Jose gets in here. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This is Don. Hello, Don.
Hi, Frank. I'm in the PM.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Hey, I couldn't help thinking of you last night watching the finale. Don't you think you need to do one of your favorite jokes in honor of Walter White? Did you catch when his wife said, Walter, you look terrible? He said, gee, I feel terrific.
Now, I thought about the same thing as soon as he said that. You know what, Dan? That's
one of my favorites.
But has it been long enough since?
I don't know.
I like to wait a year, Don. I think it's been pretty close. We'll throw this out for discussion during the news. It may be time.
Well, when you tell it next time, just make it Walter and his wife there.
Walter and his wife.
No, it works better. But see, you have to have multiple people telling him all day that he looks...
But you throw in all the other characters.
The heck. I'll do it the old way with the doctor and the patient, because the truth is, Don, most people don't know what Breaking Bad is. They don't.
Okay.
No, the majority of the population does not know what that is. But boy, to those of us who do, aren't you sad? I mean, aren't you sorry it's over?
It was an awesome ending, though. Perfect.
Yeah, it was absolutely incredible. Did you watch the follow-up, the Talking Bad thing?
Yeah. It was a little
good.
Bit of it.
Really good. All right, Don, thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah.
Was it like a wrap-up show?
Yeah, and they actually had the cast members.
They do that for Walking Dead. It's the Talking Dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, and then Talking Bad. Is Walking Dead Showtime also?
AMC.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it was good. Before I do another bit of news, bit of business, and we go to the news, I have really good news for Pumpkinhead Harvey lovers.
Whoa!
Now, we're 31 days from the Freddie Freeman joke. What day is Halloween now? What day of the week?
It's always the 31st.
Come on, your calendar's
in the
31st.
Oh, what day?
Day of the week. I know it's the 31st. What day of the week is it?
Get a calendar. Let's see here. Always. It's a Thursday.
Okay, so we're 32 days from the Freddie Freeman joke. The other thing we do just prior to Halloween is we play Pumpkinhead Harvey. But we have to be careful, because a lot of people, if you play it more than once or twice, they don't like it. They get sick of it. But it's for kids. Mm. My daughter calls me, and she says, and did you know this? You can go to YouTube and type in the search bar Pumpkinhead Harvey, and it comes up.
Now, oh, sure. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You can also download, because every year people say, where can I get a copy of Pumpkinhead Harvey? You can go to iTunes and download it. I didn't know that. So there you go. If you want a copy of Pumpkinhead Harvey, download it from iTunes, or just go to YouTube. And I asked her what the video was, and it's some graphic. It's not really a video. It's just a still shot of something while the song's playing.
I think it's a pumpkin.
Now, one last thing, and then we'll get down to a business here. Tomorrow, if I understand this right, Obamacare kicks in tomorrow. What are we supposed to do about it?
I don't know.
I have no idea. Nothing has been talked about more the last year or so than Obamacare. And I can't be the only person that has absolutely no idea what any of this means. Am I supposed to call somebody tomorrow? Am I supposed to get a new insurance plan tomorrow? Am I supposed to go check on some? I don't know what to do.
Is it still going to happen with the government shutting down?
I have no idea. I don't think one doesn't affect the other. I don't know what to do.
I haven't heard anything about Obamacare kicking in tomorrow. All I've heard about is the government shutting down. That's it. And then what it's going to affect. You know, the Gateway Arch, if the government shuts down, the Gateway Arch will be closed tomorrow.
I don't get it. I can't be the only person that doesn't get it. Scott Carpenter had a stroke. You know who that is, Scott Carpenter?
No.
Second man to go on orbit. 88 years old. Second American to orbit the Earth. Yeah, second American to orbit the Earth, recovering from a stroke at 88.
Wow.
We'll do that in the Playhouse, too. Hmm. Ballast Dental Care, if you don't have a dentist or you... You know, you do have a dentist, but you don't like your dentist. And that's possible. I've gone to doctors I couldn't stand. I've gone to dentists I didn't like. It was a long time ago. I was a kid, but I remember not liking a dentist. I remember a dentist I went to as a kid who always had alcohol in his breath because he was an alcoholic. And he'd get over you. They didn't wear masks, and they didn't wear rubber gloves back then. And he'd get over you to do your teeth, and he reeked. He smelled like a bottle of vodka. I remember that guy. And he'd work on you drunk. And he messed up, one of my parents, he messed one of their mouths up really bad. I can't remember which one it was, but they had to go get another dentist to undo what the drunk dentist did. Now, I don't think that's much of a problem these days. I don't think there are a lot of drunk dentists, but there are rude dentists. There are dentists who have no chair-side manner. There are probably dentists who, even through the mask, might have bad breath. Maybe you don't like their staff. Maybe you don't like where they're located. Maybe they don't have the latest, greatest state-of-the-art equipment. How about Ballast Dental Care? Really nice people, great chairside manner, latest, greatest of everything, including sedation dentistry, in a place where I've gone to the dentist for 40 years. Hit the 40-year mark this year, am in the 41st year as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. You say, I don't need dental work. I don't need to go to a dentist. You don't go to a dentist because you need to. You go to a dentist so that down the road you don't need other things like false teeth or major, big-time, extensive work. A couple times a year, no big deal. They have patients from as far as 150 miles away, and hundreds of people have become patients at Ballast Dental Care because of this show, and we appreciate that. Thank you for that. If you'd like to join them, check out their website. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and that website is ballastdentalcare.com.
It's time for a look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, it looks like we've got a few problems out there. On southbound 270 near Doherty Ferry, you've got a crash blocking a couple lanes. Right now, you're backed up approaching Highway 40. Now, it looks like northbound 270 just before Highway 40, you've got two right lanes that are blocked to another crash, and it's starting to back up towards Manchester. On westbound 40, we have stop-and-go traffic from Highway 270 through Mason. It's a little bit slow approaching the Boone Bridge. Just got a report of a possible accident on the ramp from northbound 170, or Highway 64 onto northbound 170. Now, if you're traveling westbound 70, you've got stop-and-go traffic approaching Cave Springs out through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. Up in North County, things still looking pretty good on eastbound 270, just a little off the pace around 170. This traffic report is brought to you by St. Louis Bread Company. St. Louis Bread Company, where breakfast is made fresh and delicious every morning. From handcrafted breakfast sandwiches to bagels and pastries and freshly brewed coffee. It's your first step to a great day. St. Louis Bread Company, live consciously, eat deliciously. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Hey, we're closing in on Cardinal playoff baseball, and over the weekend, the Cardinals celebrated Stan Musial's 50th anniversary of his final game. Joining us in studio, Dick Zitzman, who was side-by-side with Stan the Man for many years. We'll have some great stories for you Tuesday, plus it's kicked off Tuesday, and Randy returns. We'll see you at 10.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Hey, over here on the stove. It's me, the cooking oil in your skillet. Do you know that every time you dump me down the sink or toilet, I stick to the inside of your sewer pipes? Yep, it's true. I've got quite a buildup going on down there. Of course, it's not just me. I've got friends who help. Butter, margarine, shortening, meat fats, dairy products, greasy sauces. And I'll let you in on a secret. One of these days, we're going to block the entire pipe. Don't think that running hot water down the drain will keep me from clogging. Nope. As soon as I get a little further down, that pipe is plenty cool enough for me to cling to its walls. What you can do to prevent blockage is to let me cool, pour me into an empty container like a jar, and then put the lid on and place me in the trash. And if you also scrape plates and pots into the trash instead of the garbage disposal, you just might prevent a big sewer backup. So please don't put me down the sink drain anymore. A girl gets tired of being dumped. Check out MSD's website for more information. www.stlmsd.com.
La, 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 why does business manager Mike Davis stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only with La Quinta's instant hold can Mike reserve a room at the last minute with just one finger and his phone number. And the next day during his business review, you know what he does?
Ladies and gentlemen, the stylings of Mike Davis.
Sales forecast for this quarter look good. Up 20% like you knew that they would.
He gets everyone jazzed up. La Quinta takes care of you so you can take care of business. Instant hold at LQ.com today.
Without trees, hammocks would just be blankets on the ground. Like hammocks and naps, being around trees lowers your blood pressure. Trees work! Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
An efficient new Lennox heating and cooling system from Scott Lee Heating will help you ward off the chill this winter. Call them at 314-756-9444 and enjoy winter for once.
Song.
Oh man.
Not somebody with a string of hits, I don't think.
No, is it like Dr. Hook or something?
It sounds kind of like. There's a little like Aaron.
When you're in love.
Who the heck is this?
You know it's hard.
It's hard? Well, hold on here. Can't play this.
Everybody wants her.
When you're in love with a beautiful woman,
Dr.
you know
Hook.
It's
Dan got it.
Dr. Hook. You know it's hard. That's so small I can't read. What does that say? Rav?
Ray.
Ray. All right. Let's get Ray on here. Hello, Ray.
Hi, Frank.
I don't know if I have a good connection or not.
You have a great connection. You're crystal clear.
Oh, okay. Not according to my wife, though.
Mm.
Go ahead with your joke. Looks bad. That's a great one. Anyway, oops.
He didn't mean to do it.
Anyway.
You got him.
Doggone it. If you have insurance now, you don't have anything to worry about, okay?
Okay. So it just stays the same.
Yeah, it stays the same. I mean, I think you're younger than 27 now, and you live with your parents, you're covered with them.
Well, that I do understand, yeah. And the pre-existing condition thing, and I think all that's great.
Yeah.
I think there are lots of people who aren't insured who really don't have a clue what they're supposed to be doing now.
Well, you can find everything online. Just dial up, you know, Obamacare. And there's so many different things to look for. And there's, let me see, Missouri is one of the states. How can I explain it? No, I don't have really time to tell you everything.
Oh, but, I don't think if we had 10 hours, you'd have time to tell me. It's pretty complicated.
No, I tell you, I was reading also online today on headlines. Two minute explanation. And of course, it all depends where you live.
Right.
But it's basically for people that don't have insurance, and it's cheaper rates, and it covers so many people. So it's a pretty good deal.
All right, and in a nutshell, in 30 seconds, what happens if you don't even have the money that they say they need to buy this Obamacare? Then what happens to you?
There's ways of getting money to help pay for it. You know, if there's a certain, I mean, if you're really low income, it practically doesn't cost hardly anything for some people.
Isn't that kind of like the way it was before? That if you don't have any money, you go to the emergency room and everybody else just pays for it? Is it kind of the same thing?
Well, people still do that, but people, you know, you go to the emergency room, sure, and that's it. But that's fine. I'm running out of time, too. I have to run. But anyway, you just dial up on your computer and Obamacare. There's so many things that you can find out.
All right.
And maybe, you know, somebody else will call up and in a nutshell tell you.
I hope not, because I'm sorry I even mentioned it, because I didn't want to talk about it. But thank you. Thank you, Ray.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even want to begin to get into that. I just think, I know tomorrow's the day, but I've never really heard anybody on TV or anywhere go, okay, everybody, tomorrow you need to, boom, whatever it is. Jose is coming in. I'm looking forward to that. 4 o'clock.